Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the things on my New Year's resolution list was to visit three new places this year. And I think for a lot of people, traveling is very important, especially in the new year. You want to plan it.
This is your escape, right? This is your getaway. This is where you refresh, recharge, and feel better about all things in general. Have you knocked any off the list yet?
Not yet.
Try the men's room.
I'm Anna. That's Raven. Joining us, it's Amanda Climax. She's the president of Largay Travel and founder of Please Go Away. You can go online to Please Go Away.
Yes, thank you. So excited to be here today.
I am always looking for different fun places to go. I have kids, an almost 11-year-old and a 1-year-old, and it's hard to figure out where to take them.
Finding the right place that matches what you're hoping to get out of your vacation is what's so important, because if you go to a destination randomly and it doesn't match that feeling of rest and relaxation or adventure or whatever it is that you're trying to get out of your vacation, then it's wasted. Time you can't get back.
There's a lot of things that have to all go right for it to be that perfect match. You're trying to save money. You're trying to figure out the best time for everybody to go. And then you got to please everybody, especially when it's a family. I mean, couples, you got your own challenges. But when there's a lot of you, like, you got to get those kids happy. You got to keep everybody smiling a little bit. You know they're miserable.
This is why it's so important to work with a travel specialist, because they're going to take the time to ask those questions to get to know you and your family, because often one person plans the trip. Mm-hmm. The other people aren't involved, and then everybody's disappointed when they get there.
Three weekend getaways that you can take.
One of the places that we often think about is Newport, Rhode Island, and the Ocean House up there is this great, amazing, huge resort, this old, authentic kind of place where you can have that old feel of New England, beach weather, the mansions and sightseeing, and you could go for just one night, so you don't have to make it this huge weekend, but there are also other hotels there that are less expensive. So depending on your price point, you can find something, whether it be a bed and breakfast or it be a larger hotel. There's lots to do there.
I crashed up there one summer for a couple weeks. My friend's older sister and his sorority sisters, they had an apartment right across from Firehouse Pizza. Mm. Oh, girl, I had my motorcycle that summer. It was like the Wild Bunch. Less chest hair, more back hair.
Nice.
It was fantastic.
The next one is New Hampshire. Portsmouth is a great little town if you want to do shopping, if you want to do the beach. My husband's a brewery fan, so we're always going to those breweries and things like that. It's a great destination, and you can either stop in Boston on the way, or you can go straight up there and get to that town, have a great time, but then still do some of the other things around the area. So they have zorbing, which is something where they put you in those big hamster balls and right. You go down the hill and
zorbing.
It's big over like in the Netherlands and stuff like that.
And that
yes.
True?
Yes. Oh. And they also have, you know, whitewater rafting for mm-hmm. the outdoorsy types. When you're thinking of your destination, always think of those activities first. I think we so often forget what it feels like to be a child again and be excited about something.
Right.
And when you focus on those activities, all of a sudden you have something to be excited about.
Can't wait to go zorbing.
Better than therapy, being thrown upside down and hurtled down the side of a mountain.
Absolutely.
Right.
Remember when we went zorbing? That was awesome. All right, so where else? Where else can we go for a weekend getaway?
Twin Farms is a great resort. It's in Barnard, New Hampshire. My husband and I had this romantic getaway there. All of the rooms are custom designed differently.
Place oh, here in- snap. She went to the jungle room.
Oh, you know it. We actually-
she did. You heard that, right? She's like, they had their design differently.
Okay.
Yeah, one's BDSM. The other one is jungle.
No,
the okay, one is the disco. Come on,
how
now,
come when she said
here.
When she said theme, I'm like, I want to stay in the Mickey Mouse room.
Oh, no.
You went to a lot different.
I don't think they have that licensing approved for that one.
No,
no, this is velvet curtains.
Well, it's not quite, but it's similar. Another
crazy.
Yeah, it's worth it. And I'll tell you, for relationship building and reconnecting with your significant other, this is a great place.
For more information, you head to pleasegoaway.com. Amanda, thank you for taking the time this morning.
You're welcome.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.